Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Fatal shooting in northeast Wichita. We have the story.
U.S. troops will help oversee the Gaza ceasefire. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Police say an argument between three men led to a fatal shooting last night in northeast Wichita. One man is dead, another seriously injured after the shooting at American Legion Post 273 near 13th and Hydraulic. A 55-year-old man died at a Wichita hospital. Police arrested a man at the scene. All three men involved were described as being in their mid-50s.
A ceasefire in Gaza is agreed to by all parties.
The clock started ticking when the Israeli government ratified the deal. Within 24 hours, the ceasefire is scheduled to begin. A further 3 days are then allotted for locating and returning the 20 living hostages and also the remains of 28 who've died. The pullback of Israeli forces to the so-called Yellow Line, demarcating roughly half of the Gaza Strip, should take no more than a day. Meanwhile, Israel's preparing for the arrival of President Donald Trump. The president says he'll try to get there this weekend. He'll also look to conduct a signing in Egypt where the deal was negotiated. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
The government shutdown drags on into day number 10.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries once again is calling on Republicans to negotiate a deal to end the shutdown.
Things are not going to change until Republicans actually decide to get serious about a bipartisan negotiation.
This as the Senate once again fails to pass a stopgap measure to reopen the government, with Democrats saying they want a permanent extension of the Affordable Care Act premium tax credits. House Speaker Mike Johnson and Republicans say that conversation can happen when the government reopens.
The consequences of this Democrat shutdown are very real.
The tax credits are set to expire at the end of the year. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
New York Attorney General Letitia James has been indicted by a federal grand jury in Virginia on a mortgage bank fraud charge. Fox's Kevin Cork reports in the nation's capital.
James was being probed for alleged paperwork discrepancies on her Brooklyn townhouse and her Virginia home. She allegedly declared both to be primary residences on mortgage applications, which you just can't do. She has publicly denied any wrongdoing. She responded to the charges with a video saying this about the president.
He is forcing federal law enforcement agencies to do his bidding. All because I did my job as the New York State Attorney General.
Now, we're told that the grand jury was presented with evidence by the new U.S. Attorney Lindsay Halligan herself. That's a rare move. It's usually handled by lower-level prosecutors. Halligan is President Trump's former private attorney.
James successfully sued then-candidate Trump in a state court in New York for business fraud, and that decision is being appealed.
A judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration from federalizing or deploying National Guard troops to Illinois.
Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul says U.S. District Judge April Perry's ruling means the National Guard cannot be active in the state.
I think Judge Perry did a very careful job of weighing the evidence.
Raul had sued, calling the deployment unlawful and dangerous. Lawyers for the government argue the president has the authority for the guard call-up and say it's necessary to protect immigration enforcement officers amid protests. The judge saying she's seen no credible evidence that there is danger of rebellion in the state, adding the deployment of the guard could lead to more civil unrest in Chicago. She is expected to issue a full written opinion on Friday. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And it's unclear when the temporary restraining order will take effect, how long it will last, and what happens to the Texas National Guard troops already in Illinois. KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
KU on the road tomorrow in college football action. Kansas State home in Manhattan for homecoming. We'll preview those games coming up in sports.
And a Republican Oklahoma governor opposing Texas Guard troops in Illinois. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News.
Walk to End Alzheimer's is coming to Wichita on Friday, October 24th.
KNSS News Time now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt, chair of the National Governors Association, has spoken out against the deployment of Texas National Guard to Illinois, characterizing the move as an apparent violation of the belief in states' rights. In an interview with the New York Times Thursday, Stitt said he was surprised that Texas Governor Greg Abbott sent troops to Illinois over the objections of the state's governor, saying he thinks that's the wrong approach.
A man in Indiana convicted of the rape and murder of a 15-year-old girl has been executed.
53-year-old Roy Lee Ward was put to death by lethal injection at the Indiana State Prison in Michigan City. His, the state's third execution since resuming capital punishment last year. He'd been convicted in the 2001 killing of Stacy Payne, an honor student and cheerleader, attacking her with a knife and a dumbbell in her home. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Police in Ohio are credited with capturing an unusual orange suspect after a not-so-high-speed chase.
Oh, my gourd. Police in Parma Heights, Ohio got a workout ahead of all that Halloween candy. They were dispatched to catch a runaway inflatable pumpkin that had been carried away this week by an autumn breeze.
I don't know, we're trying to deflate it.
Body camera footage shows officers attempting to deflate or squash the giant plastic decoration. It was then placed in the back seat of a police cruiser like any other suspect, but instead of being taken to the big house, the giant pumpkin was taken to a regular suburban house where it's back on display ahead of Halloween. Tom Graham, Fox News.
The Wichita Sedgwick County Historical Museum attracts visitors every year to Wichita's first City Hall building on South Main. Museum Director Eric Kale tells KNSS News about the museum's most popular attraction.
The overarching favorite of visitors is the Jones 6 automobile. And this was a Wichita-built car. We had an automobile factory here in town about 100 years ago. They built thousands of these things. However, very few of them remain, and ours is the only one on public exhibit.
Eric Kale is our guest this weekend on Issues 2025, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS, and there's a podcast at knssradio.com. KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And right now in traffic, just watch out for a slow spot on K-96 eastbound. Got a stalled out vehicle. It's between between Woodlawn and Rock Road. And right now that backup goes about halfway back to Oliver at the moment. So just expect a slowdown there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the weekend forecast with Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. Good morning, Ross.
Well, good morning to you, Steve and Ted. Our weekend forecast doesn't look too bad unless you were hoping for some, well, cool fall October-like weather, because it's not got any of that in it coming up over the next 2 or 3 days. Interestingly enough, a year ago, when we were getting into the middle of October, we were having some 85 to 90 degree temperatures. In fact, our record high this Sunday is from last year. We get a high of 94. So maybe there's something about mid-October now that all of a sudden is warm. And that's what we're going to have this weekend. No record highs coming up over the next several days. Looking at 86 today. And there's a front that's going to be drifting into the area. But it gets here at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so it's a little too late to cool us down. Mostly sunny throughout the day, and high school football games tonight will be pretty nice. Looks like 77 degrees at kickoff between the Holy War here in town. Capon and certainly Carroll going to be having some mild weather this evening. We'll drop to 62 overnight. We're headed for 85 tomorrow, and then we have a windy day on Sunday. And still kind of summer-like, too, with the high getting up to 87. Our next, or I should say our second cold front that we're looking at will reach us Sunday night. There may be just a few showers with it. And then we're kind of back to some October-like weather for a couple of days next week, Monday and Tuesday. Things will be cooling back down once again with highs in the low to mid-70s. So, again, October weather, at least for now, kind of on hold. Right now in Wichita, we have 61 degrees. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross James.
I'm sorry, I guess I wasn't paying attention. Did you mention the Prairie Fire Marathon that's going to be all over town on Sunday? Did you mention that?
No, I hadn't, but I do know that there's a lot of people that are going to be downtown.
Yes, they are.
Some of the roads are blocked off. And in talking to some of the runners, it sounds like the forecast is way too warm for them. Hopefully everybody, you know, does okay with that. But it's also going to be windy, too, on Sunday.
You know what? When I was a runner for several years, I was a jogger, really, for several years. I didn't mind so much. I minded the heat, but as long as it didn't get too hot. What bugged me was the wind. Because
it's like
no matter where you go,
running.
No matter where you go, at some point, you're going to face the wind. So there you go. All right.
You always hope that it's at your back.
Yes,
you get better
right.
mileage.
There you go.
Hey, at the end of the 10 o'clock news last night, May the weather dog with a big yawn. I hope she's not too exhausted.
She resembles how we feel when we get to the end of our broadcast.
Yeah. Maybe she wanted to be watching something on another channel.
That was a great moment.
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
All right. Thank you, sir. We'll check with you again Monday morning. That's the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Ross Jansen, chief meteorologist, I might say. Steve at the head of the morning here on KNSS, 7:15 on a Friday morning. On this date, 50 years ago, this is October 10th, 50 years ago, 1975, Elizabeth Taylor married husband number 5, Richard Burton, again.
Yeah, that wasn't...
Just a little over a year after their divorce. They divorced again about 10 months later.
Yeah, right.
Those two.
Those two were, they were either at each other's throats or.
Yeah.
Or.
Seemed like they were probably drinking a little
going
bit.
At, yeah. Those two.
Birthdays today. David Lee Roth is 71 today.
Oh my gosh.
Head vocalist or lead vocalist, that is, for the hard rock band Van Halen for three
Just
stints.
Just a gigolo.
Yep. Van Halen. Coming up this weekend, Jad Chambers having a birthday on Sunday.
Hey!
And there will be, of
Jad's
course,
big birthday weekend.
He's going to be partying like a fool, right? All weekend long. All right. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. 7:16 now. Time for sports with Ted Woodward, sir.
All right. We got to finish up the weekend. We've got Kansas City Chiefs football. Another prime time game for the Chiefs. It's at home at Arrowhead. The Chiefs host one of the top 5 teams in the league, the Detroit Lions, who come in on a 4-game winning streak. And the big question is, can the Chiefs stop the Lions' offense? The Lions lead the league in scoring, 35 points a game. Can the Chiefs hold down the Lions? So that's the big question here. The Chiefs are a 2.5-point favorite on home field at Arrowhead on Sunday night. And this is expected to be the highest scoring game in the NFL this weekend. Chiefs Lions, Mitch Holtis and the Chiefs Radio Network. Coverage begins at 6 o'clock Sunday evening. Game will kick off at 7:20 Sunday night. Chiefs football is right here, of course, on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And speaking of Mitch Holtis, he'll be live with us in the 8 o'clock hour, 1 hour from now.
Yes, sir.
We always have Mitch on Friday morning to preview the Chiefs game, and he'll somehow connect this Chiefs Lions game to Shocker football. Wichita State Shocker football. So we'll see what Mitch has to say. Be here 1 hour from now in the 8 o'clock hour for our live visit with Mitch talking about the Chiefs. All right, Manhattan tomorrow for college football homecoming. Kansas State hosting TCU. A lot of purple at this game. K-State is a 1.5-point underdog at home. course, expected to be really close, as most K-State games are.
Yeah.
It's been a rotten first half of the season for the Wildcats, only 2-4. TCU comes in at 4-1. Live coverage for K-State football. Pre-game at 12:30 tomorrow afternoon. The game will kick off at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon in Manhattan. You listen to the Wildcats live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Jayhawks are on the road tomorrow night, visiting one of the top teams in the nation. Ninth-ranked, undefeated Texas Tech is the opponent. KU is a two-touchdown underdog heading to Lubbock. KU has only won once ever in Lubbock.
One time.
24 years ago. Since then, they've lost their last eight trips down to Lubbock. So, but now here's your, Texas Tech, tough to stop. They lead the nation in total offense, 569 yards a game, average. And they lead the nation in passing yards, too. But KU has won its last two games when they have played a top 10 opponent. They beat the top 10 teams last year, Oklahoma and BYU. See if the Jayhawks can make it three in a row as they go down to Lubbock. KU in action. That'll be a 6:30 game tomorrow night, nationally televised on Fox.
Texas Tech, the past few years, has become an offensive machine.
Well, they have Mahomes. They have been off and on over the years. Oh, okay. The Mahomes years, of course, they piled up pinball type numbers.
Yeah, lots of numbers.
And then they went out this offseason, and then with the NIL stuff, they just basically bought a very talented roster. They spent a ton of money.
I'll tell you what, there's people in Lubbock who support that team.
Right. So. Yeah, they've obviously picked the right players to pay, and they are really mashing people. So we'll see what happens tomorrow night in Lubbock. The Gorillas. Pittsburgh State is ranked number 7 in the nation. It's homecoming for the Gorillas in southeast Kansas tomorrow afternoon. Pittsburgh State hosting Washburn. The Gorillas are on a 4-game winning streak. They haven't lost a home game this year. 2 o'clock kickoff in Pittsburgh. Fort Hays State is ranked number 20 in the nation. Fort Hays hosting Central Oklahoma at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Fort Hays is 4-2 on the season. JUCO football, the number one ranked team in the nation, is Hutchinson Community College. The Blue Dragons are 4-0 on the road at Dodge City. That game at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. It's week 6 of high school football all over the state of Kansas tonight. We've got a lot of pretty good games to look at, including right here in the City League in Wichita. Undefeated Cape and Mount Carmel taking on 3-2 Bishop Carroll, and that game is downtown at Equity Bank Park. Another huge game is in Mays. Undefeated Mays hosting 4-1 Mays South.
Ooh, wow.
I think the city of Mays
there you
is
go.
Going
we'll
nuts
on fire
today.
Tonight.
Yeah, how about that? Got some other really good games. Hutchinson Trinity is on the road at Ellenwood. They're both 4-1. Marion is at Mound Ridge, both 4-1. Hutchinson Central Christian is undefeated at 5-0, visiting 4-1 Argonia Attica. You've got Mulvane hosting McPherson. They're both 4-1. And here in town, Wichita Northwest hosting Manhattan, both 4-1. Some really quality matchups here in the high school part. Okay, we've got we know that Sunday morning is the 46th annual Prairie Fire Marathon all over the streets of Wichita. Start and finish is downtown at Equity Bank Park. And they're going to start putting up the barricades at 4 in the morning on Sunday, start enforcing those at 6 in the morning on Sunday. So you will see street closures all over town Sunday morning, including the Indian Hills neighborhood, the area around West High School, downtown at Equity Bank Park, down east, you got the Rockwood neighborhood, Eastboro, College Hill, and also downtown neighborhood Delano will be shut down. So lots of street closures on Sunday morning.
He's got a 26-mile course running through the city.
Exactly. So make sure you don't get blocked off. You've got plans on Sunday morning. Can't get to where you're going. Figure that out. All right, college volleyball. Wichita State has two home matches at Coke Arena this weekend against the bottom two teams in the conference. Shockers hosting Memphis at 7 o'clock tonight and UAB at noon on Sunday at Coke Arena. And Coke Arena on Saturday is ready for basketball. Yes, Shocker men's basketball playing an exhibition charity game against Drake tomorrow afternoon. And it's not your usual game format. They're going to have some situational segments to begin with at 1 o'clock. Then they'll play two 20-minute halves that will pretty much resemble a game. And after that, another 10-minute segment with a running clock with some more scrimmage aspects. So a little different format.
Kind of speculate situation would mean, okay, let's set up a full-court press situation.
Yeah, it'll be the,
or a half-court this or that.
So teams will agree to go into certain scenarios and we'll see what they do.
There you go.
So that's what the scrimmage is tomorrow. Parking is completely open. First come, first served, open parking. If you're 18 and under or a Wichita State student, you get in free. Everyone else, all tickets are $20. And it's sit wherever you want, general admission. So it's a little unusual for the setup for Shocker basketball tomorrow, but it will be on the air, of course. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl will have live coverage of the Shocker charity exhibition game at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, tip-off, and you can listen live on 103.7 KEYN. At Sports with Steve and Ted, Sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center, provides detox, residential, and outpatient services for most insurances and veterans. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch. And Sports brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring a hot link sandwich. Split, seared, and served in a split-top bun with chips and a drink for only $9. Perfect for lunch. Hot link sandwich, now available at Wichita Brewing Company. Pizza and beer made here.
Going to be there this evening with some of my friends.
Oh,
going to make it
nice.
This is going to be a personal appearance. Keep it here for House Call for Health. Two weight loss drugs are about to be cheaper for some patients. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Utah's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on a Friday morning, 61 degrees. Still no deal to end the federal government shutdown.
Fox is told senators are expected to leave Washington until Tuesday, leaving the government shut down until at least then. The House of Representatives is also out. Speaker Mike Johnson has indicated he plans to keep his chamber out until the Senate agrees to the clean House-passed continuing resolution. But House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries isn't keen on that.
It's time for House Republicans to get back in town, get to the negotiating table, and get real about reopening the government.
Meanwhile, President Trump says
the Democrats have caused this problem.
He's encouraging people in Democratic districts to call lawmakers and complain about the shutdown. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Police releasing the name of a woman killed in an East Wichita crash Wednesday afternoon on Central near Goble, just to the east of Webb Road. 82-year-old Sharon Ramsey of Andover died at the scene after her car collided with a semi-truck.
Jeffrey Boucher has been formally charged with second-degree murder in the shooting of 57-year-old Rodney Logan at El Dorado Lake. Butler County authorities say Boucher is charged with second-degree murder in the Monday shooting.
New York Attorney General Letitia James responding to the indictment against her, handed up by a Virginia grand jury.
These charges are baseless.
New York Attorney General Letitia James posted her response to the Virginia indictment on social media. She faces counts of bank fraud and making false statements. James called it retribution by President Trump.
All because I did my job as the New York State Attorney General.
James' office found the president, his two eldest sons, and his company liable for fraud, litigation she continues to stand behind. James said she will fight this indictment.
And my office will continue to fiercely protect New Yorkers and their rights.
U.S. Attorney Lindsey Halligan called the charges alleged intentional and criminal. The counts carry a 30-year sentence. In New York, Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A fight over not saying thank you led to a woman's death.
An arrest affidavit reveals a deadly Dallas shooting began after 41-year-old Cecilia Simpson held a store door open for another woman who did not thank her. That led to an argument between Simpson and the suspect, 22-year-old Kiana Hampton. Simpson's daughter told police the suspect followed them into another store, continued the argument, and in the parking lot threw a bottle at their car. When the fight turned physical, the daughter says the suspect pulled a gun and shot and killed her mother. Police tracked down and arrested Hampton, who they say confessed to the shooting. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Hampton is held in the Dallas County Jail without bond. Now look at the forecast with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
The calendar may say October, but the forecast says otherwise. Mostly sunny and warm today, a high of 86, west breeze 5 to 15, few clouds and low 60s overnight. Even warmer this weekend with highs both Saturday and Sunday in the upper 80s to around 90, with some gusty winds, especially on Sunday. Showers on Sunday night, much cooler on Monday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now a few clouds, a south wind at 8 miles per hour, 61 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning on Friday, October 10th. We had a mostly sunny day across south central Kansas Thursday, Wichita's high temperature was 83 degrees, normal high 74. On this date in 1973, north central Oklahoma, just south of here, inundated by 15 to 20 inches of rain in 13 hours. Enid received more than 15 and a half inches from nearly stationary thunderstorms, which established a 24-hour state rainfall record. In Dover, Oklahoma, 125 of 150 homes were damaged by flooding. That was in 1973. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And we did a story a while ago about somebody in the front yard. They had a Taylor Swift skeleton, I guess it was, for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
How could you tell it was her unless you had some sort of face on it?
Well, imagine it had clothes on it.
Yeah, most skeletons look the same to me. maybe it's just a big doll or something. Oh, well. Just something that caught my mind there. We have tonight, I've got, first of all, let me just preface this and say I had a class, when I graduated from high school at West in 1968, we had a class of over 600 kids.
Ooh.
And because you can't get to know every one of your classmates, but over the years, a number of us have kept together on communicating and hanging out, and we party every 5 years. We have a huge reunion. And somebody said, you know, when we all turned 75, we need to have a party. So that's what we're going to do tonight.
Oh,
we'll be down in Delano at the Wichita Brewing Company. Some of us, I don't know how many are going to show up for that. But then tomorrow night, there's a big party at one of our classmates' house over there by the Campbell Castle. Mike and Carol Krieger, they're going to have a party over there. So a couple of parties, you know.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So we'll be down there in Delano about the time they're playing football over at the stadium with that big, big game every year between Carol and Capen.
Yeah, parking may be at quite the premium.
Yeah.
In that area.
I did have put an email out to the coach at Capen, Weston Schartz,
mm-hmm.
asking him how the team overcame a 28-0 deficit the other. Who they've been, Northwest?
A couple weeks ago against Northwest, yeah.
How did they do that?
Yeah, that's a great amazing. Question.
He said something about the players outplayed the coaches or something like that. They were bad coaching. I don't know. He said something silly, but we're communicating. I'm going to try to get him on my issues show.
Oh, good.
So that'll be fun because he's an interesting guy. He's done some great coaching here
City
in
City League all-time winningest coach, I believe.
Is he really now? How about that? That's amazing.
Yeah, he's a good one.
Making an announcement today. We actually made it in the 6 o'clock hour on the air. But I put out a Facebook page post this morning that announcing that I am going to retire from broadcasting at the end of this year. We've been thinking about it. I've been thinking about it for a couple of years. I mean, ever since the pandemic, I think I've been thinking about tough time. But that wasn't the reason. I mean, it's been long enough. 55 and a half years doing something is probably plenty.
Hey, you've had a long run.
Now
it's time to get to that next chapter, retirement.
Next chapter, retirement. You better stay busy or something bad's going to happen to you. I said, I'll take it. Okay. Somebody, who was it? Tell me that, I think it was Bobby Stout, the late Bobby Stout, mm-hmm. who said, Steve, he said, retirement is like every day is Saturday.
Yeah.
I said, Bob, I can do that.
Not a bad way to look at that.
I've got some things that I'm going to be doing around the house and so forth. Gosh, I hope I can get Shelley to travel. She's not a big on traveling as much as I am, but I got some places I want to see, and I think if we got the time and the money, let's go. I want to go see some places. Hey, you know most of them on my list.
That's a dream to be able to do stuff like that. Yeah.
And then just not having the obligation, and an obligation, but here we are every morning.
Well, yeah, what's going to happen on January 2nd when you don't have to hump it up in the middle of the night and come to work?
That's my son's birthday is the 2nd, so we'll have a birthday party, and I can stay up late.
Exactly, see?
I don't have to worry.
You're all set.
Get in the sack so I'll have time, come in here and do this show, everybody. Anyway, this has been, this radio stuff, if you're into it, it's in your blood. I mean, you are, and it's just something that gets to you. And it's just really, it's rewarding somehow to get on here and use our words and our thoughts to communicate with people.
Well, yeah, and then, you know,
we tried it. I've tried in my career, especially in the last this part of the last 28 with you. I have really concentrated on not being cynical and ugly and negative about things. But not that I was before, but you know, this is kind of a privilege to be able to talk to people every day and maybe help them face a day where they maybe you got a tough day ahead, and maybe we can help them just put a little smile on their face.
Well,
if we can do that,
what a great reward that is to be able to do
you
that.
You can do
every
that.
Day.
I did have a
this 3-hour show is my best part of the day.
Yeah.
Every day,
it
by
is.
Far.
Yeah. And I don't say, you know, going home to my lovely wife, that's great. But you're right. This is the best part of it
this,
today.
This is just 3 hours that take us all away to a different place.
Yep. And we appreciate you who are listening out
there.
We sure
do.
Some of you have been listening from the start and appreciate that. And the show's not over. It's just that I'm not going to be here. That's and I look forward to trying to find – maybe I'll find something to do. Somebody will – some volunteer work, something like that. But I can't just sit – I can't sit in front of a TV, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's that'll awful. Drain you pretty quickly. Yeah.
All right. Again, it's on the Facebook today, and thank you all for your listening and support. And, yeah, last day of the year is my last day on the air here, as far as I know. Kevin 40, so, Steve at 10.
Yeah, another 2.5 months.
Yeah. And we're going to have fun.
Yeah.
Okay. A new flight will take Wichita travelers to Disney's neighborhood. That's part of the Wichita Business Journal update. Kirk Seminoff coming up. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS. Three big things.
Three.
One man is dead, another seriously injured after a shooting in northeast Wichita.
Two.
U.S. troops will help oversee the ceasefire in Gaza.
One.
Day 10 of the federal government shutdown. Still no sign of a deal. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Got some pretty heavy traffic volumes, and so that backup due to a stalled out vehicle eastbound on K-96. Pretty close to Woodlawn, and at the moment it goes all the way back to I-135. So definitely an area you'll want to avoid. Yeah, K-96 eastbound right now. Very backed up. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 85 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight. The overnight low is 63. And a warm weekend shaping up Saturday, tomorrow. Mostly sunny with a high of 84, and then on Sunday, mostly sunny, a high of 85. Now, a few clouds. South wind at 8 miles per hour. 61 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:46 now, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Got the Chiefs on the radio. It's Sunday night. That means John Whitmer's not going to be on at Sunday night at 7 o'clock that I know of. But John's still going to be active this weekend. He's with us this morning to give us a preview of what he's going to be doing this weekend. Tell us about it, John.
Yeah, no show for me on Sunday night, but we've got something pretty special actually coming up tomorrow night, actually, from 6:30 to 8:30. I'll be down in Cowley County, down in Winfield, bringing you the Cowley County Chili Feed and Forum. We have all of the currently filed, or declared rather, gubernatorial candidates, Republican candidates for governor, who will be participating in a forum. And it's the first time all of the Republican candidates for governor will be in one place. And KNSS has exclusive coverage. We'll be broadcasting live from Winfield tomorrow night.
Are you the referee on this thing, or how's that work?
Yeah. For lack of a better term, yes, I'll be moderating, and it's not a debate, it's a conversation, but
okay.
all the gubernatorial candidates will be there, and we've got the packed house. I think they're still selling tickets, but there are not many left. If you want to drive down, you can drive down to Winfield. It's a quick little drive. But otherwise, you can tune in, and we'll be broadcasting live right here on KNSS. But it's really kind of a unique opportunity because, like I said, this is the first time that all of the, 8, 9 of them, of the Republican candidates for governor will be in one place and participating in a conversation for governor.
So a chili feed, that sounds like a great idea. To get some people together. Maybe the Democrats are going to do floppy joes. What do you think?
Yeah.
That's actually pretty good.
Go ahead and use it.
Who knows? There's only two of them, so it won't be much of a,
it'll be a small meeting.
A podcast. Yeah, exactly. This is a great opportunity, and I've got a slew of questions that we'll ask. We'll see how many we can get through with every candidate. There are so many of them, but okay. You know, everybody from the former Governor Collier to Senate President Ty Masterson, and even the newest entrant, Phil Sarnecki out of Kansas City, will be there. Joy Reid from Wichita, not Joy Reid, Joy Akins from Wichita will be there. So it should be a good crowd.
Well, as having done some of this myself, you're going to get somebody on there who you're going to ask them a question, and 20 minutes later they're going to be rambling on. And you're going to have to either go hit him with a stick or just politely say, that's enough of you, partner. Right?
I turned to your cohort. Yesterday I was in the office and I sat down with Ted and I asked him for some pointers.
Yeah.
So he gave me pointers. Hit him with a stick was not one of the pointers he gave me.
No. Ball bat would be there.
Yeah, that's your Macintosh advice right there.
John, have a good time down there. Winfield's one of my favorite places, and have a good time down there. We appreciate it. Thank you. John Whitmer, who's usually Sunday night at 7, has his program here on KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning, and airline stocks closed up on a generally down day on Wall Street.
The major average is ending lower after record runs on valuation worries and gold pulling back following a sharp rally in recent weeks. Tech stocks were mixed today. However, shares of NVIDIA rose nearly 2% on reports that the U.S. approved several billion dollars worth of NVIDIA chip exports to the United Arab Emirates. Airline stocks taking off after Delta posted stronger than forecast quarterly results and said it was aiming for a record holiday season. Its stock rose 3.5%. The Dow winners, Salesforce, NVIDIA, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow decliners, Travelers, Boeing, and Honeywell. The Dow falling 243 points. The Nasdaq lower by 19. S&P 500 lower by 19. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
A new flight will take Wichita travelers to Disney's neighborhood. Time for the Wichita Business Journal update now with editor Kirk Sevenoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, good news. If you have some Mickey Mouse time planned for next summer, there will be a nonstop flight from Wichita to Orlando's International Airport. Southwest Airlines and the Wichita Airport Authority on Thursday announced a Saturday direct flight from Eisenhower National to Orlando International, going from June 6th through August 1st. It's an afternoon flight out of ICT and an early evening return flight from Orlando. The airport is not only close by to Disney World, but a Southwest hub to a handful of Caribbean nations. Allegiant Air also flies to Orlando, but to the city's other airport, and it's scheduled to start in November and go through next May, though it could be extended into the summer, according to the airport authority. A Wichita nonprofit centered on child care and children's literacy will start to get going soon on construction of a $10 million literacy center in a historic cottage near the Wichita State campus. Storytime Village and its CEO founder, Priska Barnes, like the tie between Holyoke Cottage and the nonprofit in that female students who once lived in the cottage canvassed the neighborhood to raise money to build Fairmount College's first library way back when. Barnes told the Business Journal they championed literacy back then, and we're going to use this space to champion it now. The project has been in the planning stages for 7 years, and next month...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Construction from design build firm Hutton will get started. A $4.9 million grant from the state's Capital Projects Fund Accelerator is covering about half of the project cost. And a regional hospital system has expanded its concentration on children's care. NMC Health, formerly known as Newton Medical Center, launched its pediatric hospitals program last week. The program allows children to receive specialized 24/7 inpatient acute care closer to home rather than travel to larger cities such as Wichita or Kansas City. NMC hired a medical director to lead the pediatric hospitalist program, as well as two nurse practitioners. Hospitalist programs allow providers to care exclusively for patients admitted to hospitals. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Siminoff.
Business brought to you by Mr. Electric, lighting up the path to your success. And I have flown into that Orlando airport, Kirk, and it's a very nice, modern place. But the thing is, if you're going to fly down to Disney World, you will actually pay more for parking there than you will for your airline ticket, right?
I believe that. Yeah. I did fly into Orlando once and got on a Disney bus and never had to worry about a thing again. It was pretty nice. But, yeah, parking fees can be high, I hear.
Yep, a little steep. All right, today is World Mental Health Day. And it's come a long way since the early 90s when the World Federation of Mental Health officially established today. Our self-awareness and sensitivity have changed for things for the better, it says here. Now we're seeing how untreated mental health issues can lead to violence in a community. And we have a new state psych hospital in Wichita being built. So mental health, to me, that's a real issue. You talk to law enforcement and people like that, and you'll find out. All right. We made an announcement this morning. I don't know if you've been listening, Kirk, but I made an announcement this morning that I intend to retire from broadcasting at the end of this year. And, it's going to be 55 and a half years. It's time for me to not hang up the mic, but turn off the mic switch, I guess. That's at the end of the year. So there you go.
What is Ted going to do without you, Steve?
I'm sure he's going to do
fine.
That's
a great question.
So
we do have a job opening, Kirk. If you'd like to leave the Business Journal and come over here and host the show starting next year, it's all yours.
Yeah.
Well, let me update my resume.
You better. And I hope you don't demand too much money, but yeah, come on over.
Hey, Steve, I work in newspapers. I don't demand a lot of money.
I got you. All right, Kirk, thanks. We'll check with you again in 1 hour from now. Kirk Siminoff from the Wichita Business
Journal.
Yeah,
that's a good question. What am I going to do?
There you go. 755. Hey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we've got a lot planned for you this morning. Government shutdown, day 10, we'll tell you about that. And not much to tell you there. Ted brings us sports with a special guest this morning.
Yeah, we're about 15 minutes out from our Friday morning live guest, Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. We've got to preview the Chiefs game with Mitch live in about 15 minutes.
Plus entertainment news. It's the blur.
Yeah, we'll get you a great entertainment news compiled for the big Friday show here heading into the weekend. That'll be at 8:35 this morning. Do not miss it.
You have your weekend traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.